don't know how to explain all of this. Because now he's trying to explain why the king will decide like this. And this is one question that everybody has. Everybody, when they talk about the creator, why did he create like this? Couldn't he make it better? Blah, 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 all of the nonsense. He talked about it. He said, listen, when you're talking about it, when you're waiting for it, when you're praying for it, or thinking about it, or whatever, you're talking about your greed and something in you. And yes, he is a giver. So we will give a lot. A lot of people will get spoiled with what they take. But you cannot relate it this like that. And a little bit more complicated because it's very poetic, this point. He will bring the words from here and there to talk about the real responsibility. Then be ready for king. Yes. Let's read the King Anaios, next paragraph.
How the king said to Anaios, choose either to pardon or to punish. But in the present case, 'tis right whether you do justice or show mercy. And there are advantages in each. Within justice, 1,000 mercies are enclosed. And for you in retaliation, there is a life. He who deems retaliation abominable is regarding only the single life of the murderer and does not consider the hundreds of thousands of lives that will be protected and kept safe as in a fortress by fear of punishment.
What a long, long speech of the king as a title. What is it? Be ready. Now the king, before everything happens, the king will explain the rights of Ayaz here. The king will say, oh, you Ayaz, you have to choose. It's not that you give up everything and you don't have to choose. I'm in love. No, there are the points that you have to choose and even to do the harsh stuff, even to do the revenge. Why? Because yes, when for the revenge you will punish one fellow, this is a little stuff. But this little stuff is a part of governing the society and everything. So it's not little, it looks little. But every single moment that you make your decision, you have to do it. This is what it is. Yes.
Oh, Ayaz, pass sentence on the culprits. O incorruptible Ayaz, who takest infinite precautions, though I boil thee in practice 200 times, I do not find any refuse in the foam of thy boiling. A countless multitude of people are ashamed of the test. All tests are ashamed of thee.
Yeah. He's explaining that. Listen. This is the situation. Yes, you are the only one dropped in this point, and you have to make the decision. Because it is.
It is a bottomless ocean. It is not knowledge alone. It is a mountain and 100 mountains. Indeed, it is not forbearance.
That simple explanation. About what? At this position I'm talking about. When you be a lover, a good fellow, your knowledge, your understanding is a limitless ocean. Everything is in it because you don't need something more. When you arrive at that point, yes, you're enlightened. You see everything. Yep.
He replied, I know that this is thy gift, otherwise I am those rustic shoon and that sheepskin jacket. Hence the prophet expounded this, Whoso knoweth himself knoweth God.
A very simple and short, right to the point. You said, okay, this is Ayaz talking now. This is the thing that you should learn. First of all, you said, okay, first of all, whatever I have, you have given me. Everything comes from you. Me, and that silly stuff with that cap and the shoes, that's what I am. Who am I? This is something that nobody really, practically, I haven't seen anyone thinking like this. When some situation is there, everybody talks about my thought, my specialties, and of course, I have some talent. Viva me. Who gave you your talent to begin with? Where did you get it from? It's given to you. No one knows why and how. Could we? Could we ask Mozart? Mr. Wolf? Was ist das? Was ist die matter? No. That's how it is. We are talking about beyond the logic. Here we say, first of all, I have it from you, because me and this. And this is the way that the Prophet turned it around and said what? He said, ah, ha, ha, ha. The Prophet said, if you don't know yourself, don't try to know the Creator. First you have to know yourself, clearly what you are. If you're talking about your talent, it's given to you, you're lucky. So, yes?
The seed is your shoe, and your blood is the sheepskin jacket. The rest, O Master, is his gift. He hath given it to you in order that you may seek more.
No, before going, because this was the key here. Is that I'm talking about a shoe, a cape, right? What do I mean by that? Read it again.
The seed is your shoe, and your blood is the sheepskin jacket. The rest, O Master, is his gift.
Yeah, these two stuff that I'm talking is your body, your existence. This is what it is. Look at you. Your shoes means one. The stuff that you had on your feet when you arrived, right? What is it? That's that seed that your father gave to your mother. That's what it is. That was really you in the womb of your mother, isn't it? Therefore, that womb is actually the shoes. And the blood in you is that cover. Because that blood in you is always there and is that old stuff in you. When I'm talking about these two stuff, I'm talking about the adjectives, something in you. Yes.
He hath given it to you in order that you may seek more. Do not say, he is only this amount.
Ah, okay. You have given some talent. To do what? To do something, to create something. Don't sit down and say, okay, this is all I got. You got something to work on it. This is the instrument, actually, in your hand. Yes?
The gardener shows a number of apples, to the end that you may know the trees and produce of the orchard. He gives the purchaser a handful of wheat, in order that he may know the wheat in the granary. The teacher explains a nice point, in order that you may recognize that his knowledge exceeds. And if you say, this is all he has. He will cast you far as sticks and straws from the bread.
Ah, and this is something that you should always remember. When Rumi is talking to you, you cannot say, okay, good, I got Rumi. Rumi is this, because he is in this book. Rumi is much more than that. But you always wanted to narrow down the stuff to put it in a frame to have some explanation for it. Forget all of these nonsenses that you bring out. The point is, yes, you have given something to work on it, not to enjoy it, because this is how it works. Your talent is the intuition for you to do something. Yes?
Now come, O Ayas, and deal justice. Lay the foundation of a rare justice in the world. Those who have sinned against thee deserve to be killed, but in hope they are attending thy pardon and forbearance.
Mm. This is why we started to talk about it. Here we say, I talked about it, that you want always more. This is tamak. Having more. Here we say, these are these silly people, and they talk about the forgiveness and all that. Why? Because they want more. This is the reality of these people. Now he's calling Ayaz to be the judge, and he's explaining the guilt here. Yes.
To see whether mercy will prevail or wrath, whether the water of Kathar will prevail or the flames. From the covenant of Alast, both vows, forbearance and anger, are in existence for the purpose of carrying men.
Do you remember Alast? Alast was the question. He said, am I your God? That's Alast of Rabbakon. He says, in that simple question, everything is hidden if you look at it correctly. Why? Because there are people who deserve to get killed, but they talk beautifully. Why? Because both sides of this exist. Forgiveness exists, revenge exists. And both are correct, depends where and when and how. This is what you should think about and understand. Yes.
Hence the perspicuous word, alas, is negation and affirmation joined in one word. Because this is an affirmative question, but the word lesa is buried in it.
Ah, because when he said, alas to Rabbakum, he didn't mean, am I your God? The translation is, isn't it true that I'm your God? The approval is in the word itself. So when he'd ask Arast, you cannot say no. This is like in English, they say, isn't it so? You should say yes, because it's explained. Yes.
Leave off and let this exposition remain incomplete. Do not lay the bowl for the elect on the table of the vulgar. A wrath and a mercy like the zephyr and the plague. The former is the iron attracting, and the latter the straw attracting. The truth draws the righteous to righteousness. The false glass draws the false.
Ah, are you listening? This is what it is. The universe works like this. Yes, the good stuff will improve the people, because goodness is attracting good people. What about the badness? It's there, it's the other side, and it's attracting the bad people. The attraction is for both of them here. Yes.
The belly be sweet, it draws sweets. The belly be bilious, it draws vinegar. A burning carpet takes away the coldness from one who sits. A frozen carpet consumes heat. You see a friend, mercy is aroused in you. You see an enemy, violence is aroused in you. Oh, I ask, finish this affair quickly, for expectation is a sort of vengeance.
This is one of the reasons that I remind you and I repeat that this story ends at the end of the book, the last paragraph, really. You see what it is. So